Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Our text for our meditation this morning from John chapter 3, famous words of verses 16 and 17. Words of Jesus, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, and whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." This is our text. As we arrive at this fourth and final Sunday of Advent, we light the fourth candle on the outside of the wreath, on the circle, I guess, of the wreath. And the candle is known as the angel's candle. It's the candle of the four, which represents the theme of love. And so as we've looked at the Advent themes of hope and peace and joy, as we looked at the other three candles, we will today look at the theme of love as we talk about the fourth candle. It is, of course, fitting that the theme of love should be represented by at least one of the four candles on the outside ring of the wreath, seeing as love is at the very core of the Christmas story and the creation story and the salvation story and the biblical story. Paul notes in 1 Corinthians 13 the importance and the lasting nature of faith, hope, and love. But he's also very careful to point out that the greatest of these is love. Why is that? What is it about love that makes it more important than faith and hope or peace and joy, for that matter? What is it about the nature and character of love that places it on a pedestal above every other quality or trait or ideal known to man? The answer to that question lay in the essence and the character of God. John tells us in his first epistle that God is love. To know and experience love is to know and experience God. To know and experience love is to know God at his essence. Love is at the heart and the nature of who God is in his essence and in his being. Hope, peace, joy, again represented by these other three candles, those are all gifts that God gives to us and gifts that God works in us as his children. But only love is that quality that makes us a direct reflection of God himself. And thus the greatest value and ideal we can aim for or cling to or share with others is love. And it's no surprise then that love is at the heart of the events and the people surrounding the whole Christmas story. As we read in our gospel reading this morning, the fact that Joseph had in his mind to divorce Mary, his betrothed, who was pregnant with someone else's baby, that he had in his mind to divorce her quietly, so as not to shame her. shows his love for his fiancée despite her perceived betrayal. And the fact that Mary, despite her fear and confusion of this angel visiting her, humbly and willingly believed the words of the Lord's angel concerning her impending pregnancy, demonstrated the love that she had for God and the same love that she would show to her future son. The fact that we use Christmas as a time and an event to be with our loved ones, to give them gifts, which are expressions of love, and to reconnect with people that we've loved across the years of our lives, reconnect through cards and letters, and when we have the opportunities through parties and such. It all makes sense when we understand the message and the motivation for Christmas. John, in his gospel text, as I read a moment ago, part of the message, recorded the words of Jesus explaining to the Pharisee Nicodemus the motivation behind the incarnation of God's Son. Again, the words of our text, Jesus said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth him should not perish, but have everlasting life." You see, love is what moved and motivated God to send his Son into this fallen, troubled, sin-filled world to become the sacrifice and the satisfaction for our sin. Love is what moved and motivated Jesus to be obedient to his Father, obedient even to the point of death on a cross, to give to us the forgiveness of our sins. Love is what moved and motivated God to raise Jesus from the dead and to give him the name that is above every name, that through his victory he might give to each of us that gift of everlasting life with God in his kingdom of heaven. And it's love that motivated and moved Jesus to send us his Holy Spirit, the one we call the Comforter, to dwell with us and to dwell in us, to sustain us and to strengthen us as we traverse through this life on this earth until that day when he returns to bring us to his home in heaven. Love is at the heart and the center of Christmas, and thus is one of the themes of Advent, because love is at the heart and the center of God. It's who he is and what he does. God is love. I'm not sure how often we think of John 3:16, a gospel in a nutshell, as an Advent or as a Christmas text. But it is. It absolutely is. What is Christmas about if it's not about God sending his Son into this world to be our Savior? That's the story of Christmas. That's the reason for Advent. And that's the message of John 3:16. For God so loved the world. That means that he loved us, you and me, even in our sinful condition, that He sent us His Son, Jesus, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem all those under the law. And that, of course, includes you and me. And thus, today as we light the fourth candle on our wreath, again known as the angel's candle, we do so remembering and celebrating the gift of God's love, made incarnate for us and known to us in the person of God's Son, Jesus. May the love that we have and that we show for others in this season of our Lord's birth be a reflection and be a reminder of the love that God has in Christ for us and the love that He has in Christ shown to us. To Him be the glory forever and ever. Amen.